Lectures, for better or for worse, are our primary mode, audio, video, text, long honored as paramount of all, the form in which we demonstrate truth to the world, committed to it as a medium, all else ancillary. What word stands up in the outside world? An ambivalent question, whether that outside world is seen as the world of peers, of the educational elite, the recognized and respected opinion makers, those who assert authority to say yours is a real contribution according to the tenets of our mission. Is that question itself a quest, a form in which we as an entity, an identity, rest ourselves out into the midst? Perhaps our mission is to challenge the primacy of text, asserting that text plus dissemination multimedia is capable of driving the message further. How far can an educational message go? Suppose we see the world of education as a competition amongst professorial gladiators to see how far their message can go. What are the rules by which this academic game is played? What is the game we play at Harvard? Is the core of Harvard's mission Veritas? Is our best form of pursuit of it a question? What is the question that we ask? What is the question for which we want an answer? Would we tell you if you asked us? What does it mean to go in quest of a question, something to which you really want to know the answer? Suppose the question we want to ask, the question you want to answer, is the meaning of existence. Is this a question we are puzzled by? Is it acceptable within the rules of this game to hazard answers? Answer. Suppose someone were to tell you the meaning of existence. Is this something really wanted? Could you possibly be convinced that they are right? What is the question that drives us forward? Answer that, and we will know our mission. How better to answer it than to put the question out? How better to seek answer? To represent the past of Harvard, to do it honestly, we might consider text and lecture first, at least in some priority. Let the radio message follow.